Locals in Hoima City and beyond have decried poor service delivered at Hoima Regional Four Hospital, in which they are demanding for immediate Minister of Health intervention in order to restore sanitize the facility. The locals highlighted the issues on Tuesday evening in a community baraza organized by the State House Monitoring Unit held at Hoima Boma Grounds, where most of them expressed disappointment on the services being offered at the facility. The Tuesday dialogue was the climax of over 3 weeks of monitoring and supervision of the regional facility by a team from State House Monitoring Unit. David Kasana, John Bosco, Rweza, and Maureen Kusemererwa, or residents of Hoima City, reported that they are always asked to buy drugs, yet they should be free. Doctors and nurses at the facility are reluctant and fond of neglecting patients, especially those without money, among others. Other locals like Jennifer Karungi from Hoima City and Tadeo Asaba from Bulisa District cited lack of empathy among the hospital staff whenever a patient dies, saying caretakers are always harassed to remove the body from the hospital, yet they already in a moment of sorrow. They also complained about the UPDF officers deployed at the facility gate, whom they accused of sometimes mistreating them. The other issue highlighted pointed out an appalling state of sanitation at the facility, especially the toilets and lack of mosquito nets on the beds at the facility protect patients from mosquito bites. Dr. Ibrahim Bwaga, the acting hospital administrator, appreciated the community members for the feedback regarding a service delivery, noting that they take all positive criticism as a yardstick for improvement on their services. Margaret Abigaba, a staff at the hospital, highlighted the challenge of high numbers of patients seeking services at the facility, which lead to rampant drug shortage. Dr. Elijah Semaganda, the assistant director for State House Health Monitoring Unit, disclosed that multiple issues raised, like theft of drugs, lightening arrestors, rudeness among some staffs, have turned out to be true, adding that some health workers are currently under investigation.